Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the best way to make things happen, you know, is to get informed and truly be part of the solution. I want you part of the whole. I mean, seriously, right? There's a lot to wrap up, you know. Fridays is great because we can wrap up all the crazy, stupid stuff from the week. And there's plenty. Plenty of it, too. You never, you know, with this administration, there's never a dull moment, is there? Right? So, 855-REAL-JOE, as I said, 855-732-5563. Head up MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, where Mike Lindell is offering you some great, great discounts. Use promo code Joe at checkout, obviously. And you'll see your prices drop. You'll see you're getting some great deals, great prices. I told you guys, I have the slippers. I love the slippers. I'm not a foo-foo guy. You know what I'm saying? They're not the really frilly ones. They look like you could wear them out to the store. Don't. I know Mike would probably call me and get mad, but don't. You know, you can wear them out to the store. You can wear them out to the mailbox or what have you. Really comfortable. And they do have support for your feet. That's promo code Joe. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. All right. There's so much to get through. You know, Pete Buttigieg, the guy lovingly, can I say that? Lovingly referred to as Pete Buttercheeks. He's an interesting character. His comments on EVs are a real con job. Right, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, he made comments that electric vehicles are cheaper than traditional alternatives. Right, they're misleading, and they're just flat out not true. He suggested EVs could be cheaper than what do you want to call them? Comparable cars with internal combustion engines and more cost effective to fill up. Yeah, okay, sure. He was responding to a question by Representative Scott Perry. From Pennsylvania. This is a House hearing on Wednesday. During his questioning, Perry noted the high average cost of EVs, and that's what the Biden administration plans were to lower such costs to American consumers. I mean, these cars are expensive, people. They're way up there. He said, I knew this might come up, so I pulled up a few of the latest prices. He said, the Chevy Volt, an American-made 2022 EV, it's always exciting, is about $26,000. If you want a pickup truck like a Chevy Silverado EV or Ford 150 Lightning, they start at prices like $39,000. Yeah, I think that's without the battery, though. Right? But what we're seeing in terms of dynamics now is we're close to the point and may actually be on certain models under certain circumstances where the extent to where your car, these are his words, where the extent to which your car payment would go up is actually already outweighed by the extent to which your gas bill would go down, even factoring the cost of electricity. Sure. Experts highlighted that cheap EVs are still more expensive. You take the comparable traditional car, you know, they must be changed more often due to the relatively low range, or charged, I'm sorry. I mean, you have to buy a small Honda generator to use it. Am I wrong? If you only get 300 miles, what if you're out? I mean, Timmy and I drove through Texas hours before we saw a gas station. Right? What do you do if you just get in one of those long stretches? Do you rent a gas generator just in case? It's not like you have another set of batteries you can plug in. I'm sorry, I just find all this amusing. He goes on to say, for example, a 2022 Chevy Bolt referenced by Buttigieg costs $26,500, has a range of 259 miles, while a traditional engine of a 2022 Chevy Spark costs $10,000 less, $12,000 less, and has a range of almost 300 miles. That would be a lie by Buttercheeks, seriously. Customers are clever enough to figure this out, despite the snow job from the electric vehicle promoters. When you talk about Secretary Buttigieg, I mean, seriously, how does this happen? The director of Competitive Enterprise Institute's Myron Ebel said that, you know, it's really kind of a con job, if you would. It may be a good deal for some people in some places under some circumstances. By and large, right now, it's not a good deal. See, my question would be, if you take one of these cars, God forbid you should have to work in downtown L.A., but if you work in downtown L.A., and maybe you drive normally is an hour, it's only, yeah, I know, here in L.A. it's bad. But let's say it's only an hour, right? To go, I don't know, 30 miles. Will that car stand up with the air conditioner on, the radio on, and everything else? What if it's nighttime and you need your lights, air conditioner, radio? Right? Overall, the average cost of an EV is about $65,000, while the average cost of a compact car is $26,000. That's as of this May in the Kelley Blue Book. I mean, why can't they just tell you the truth? That's what I don't understand about these guys. Why can't they just tell you the truth? Would that be so tough? Stupid question. Joe Messina, don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day. day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. I'm delighted to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. You got to be part of the solution. It's really the only way this works. Right? I mean, seriously. It's the only way this really works. You get informed, and then you can get out there and get something done. So we were talking about how, you know, why do the Dems have to lie to make something? I mean, there's a chapter in my book, right? Why do they have to lie to win? If it's such a great product, if it's such truth, put it out there and let the American people digest it. For all intents and purposes, if you really think about this, they don't trust you. They don't trust the American populace. They don't think you're smart enough to figure it out on your own. They don't think that they can give you what they believe to be facts and truth. Right? It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Love to know what you have to say. We were talking about how Buttigieg, Buttercheeks, had to go ahead and inflate the numbers of gas, of electric vehicles to actually have it try to make sense, try to make it back his narrative, which is something they do a lot. Right? It's a con job any way you cut it. And the overall average cost of an EV, which I won't talk about, is about $60,000, $65,000. Now, the Department of Energy, kind of pushed back on him. Now, they reported back in January this year that the average range of a model year 2021 gasoline vehicle was 400 miles. Remember, they've been pounding on these gas vehicles for decades now to get mileage, and they give them guidelines. They have to be at a certain range at this time, certain range at this time, certain range at this time. Right? Now, the median range, or mile range, of a model year 2021 EV is about 240 miles max. That means the EV owner is going to pay to charge their vehicle more frequently than owners of gas vehicles. Think about how great that is for the ecosystem, Joe. Come on, we're not burning all that gas. Where do you think the electricity's coming from? No, come on, really, where do you think it's coming from? Use your God-given ability. If you think of believe in God, then use your Mother Nature ability to think. Use those two brain, at least the two brain cells that you have. Why is that so hard to figure out? Where do you think the electricity comes from? How do you think it's manufactured? Do you think all those solar panels and wind panels are the ones that are doing it? And then again, you want to talk about petroleum? How do you think the solar panels and wind farms are made? My God, what have we done to you people? No, seriously. What has our education done to the school, to the people of America? Boy, we dumbed this down. We systematically research the entire industry, who buys cars, where they're built, how much they cost, what segment they're in, what consumer, This is according to Patrick Anderson, the founder of Michigan-based Anderson Economic Group. Our research shows that a lot of Americans have been given a false impression of EVs. Now, back in April, they released this annual report analyzing the real-world cost of vehicle ownership. They compared EVs to gasoline-powered cars. The report concluded that traditional mid-priced 2021 cars have a cost average over mid-priced EVs after factoring in electricity costs, charging equipment costs, road taxes. Right? This is something that nobody really works through and thinks about. How do you get rid of the batteries, people? So you're so worried about the ecosystem, how do you get rid of the batteries? EVs charged using residential normal commercial charging methods cost about, 50 cents more per 100 miles than compared to traditional vehicles. Right? If you use charging stations, you ready for this one? So if you can charge it at home, you're good. If you charge it through one of those stations you find, it's going to cost you $4 more per 100 miles. Somebody has to sit down and do the math. I'm not going to do the math on that. And a lot of potential vehicle owners need to be aware of this, that they're probably going to be paying both their home utility bill, the cost of charging at commercial chargers. If you fail to understand what the maintenance is on these cars, right, you got a problem. Now, a lot of people buying these electric vehicles as a second vehicle. Really, seriously. You know, 78% of people who own these electric vehicles, they also own a gas-powered car. I mean, it's just amazing, right? And Biden's still pushing, aggressively pushing for the expansion of EV ownership. I think what they're looking for is to make sure nobody owns a car. No middle-class person has a vehicle. Now, EVs in 2021, EVs only, they were less than 5% of all cars sold in this country. As a matter of fact, they're going to be 100% of the cars sold here in 2035 in California. Not going to have a choice in the matter. Because that's the law now. Governor Newsom decided that's the best way to go. Right? Isn't that great? Aren't they wonderful to you? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's really the best way to go. All right, news of the COVID front. We'll do a lot of it tonight, off and on. I just love this. I think this is hilarious. Dr. Deborah Birx says that, she knew COVID vaccines would not protect against infection. Yeah. Let that sink in. She knew they wouldn't. You know, today on the Neil Caruso show. Why don't you take a listen? It's about a minute long. You got a minute? No, I'll play it after the break. Really, you got to hear this. And again, they're telling you everywhere they go, as Joey B told you, you get the booster, you will not get COVID. From a man who's had two shots, two boosters, and had COVID several times. The scary part is they do it with such a straight face. Show me senior host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's symptoms are improving as he's taking an antiviral medication called Paxlovid designed to fight COVID. Biden completing his first day of the drug and will continue taking it for 5 days. The president's doctor saying he had a slight fever Thursday night, but took Tylenol to fight that. Biden said to be still dealing with a runny nose, fatigue, and an occasional cough. About 160 million Americans will be feeling the sweltering heat and humidity by Sunday. Forecasters saying afternoon highs will feel like 100 degrees or hotter, even in places where the mercury doesn't reach triple digits. Forecasters say conditions will be particularly miserable up and down the eastern seaboard this weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell.
We are back. Baby,
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's what I want you. I want you to be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. You get informed. You use that information, and we win. It's really that simple. And I do appreciate the time you're showing me. I know it doesn't seem like it sometimes. So, we heard, have heard, continue to hear, how... I love this. I know, I too. I just think this is hilarious. Now, we've known this for a long time, right? We have been saying this forever. But Dr. Deborah Birx says that she knew the COVID vaccine would not protect against infection. She's a former White House COVID response coordinator. And I don't know, are they setting us up again? You got to ask, don't you? Don't you? I think they're setting us up for something. I just don't know what that is. But listen, don't believe me. Let's hear it right from them. Well, let me see. Is this on? Yeah, it's on. All right. Take a listen. Of course. I wouldn't have it. Would you have it any other way? Okay. Let's try this again. We'll try it with some volume here. Come on, you can do it. There you go. You know, I'm getting to the point, guys, where I'm hating computers because I figure they've been put here to make me crazy.
Well, if you're across the South and you're in the middle of this wave, what's going to save you right now is Paxlovid. But once we get through this wave, during that lull, you should get vaccinated and boosted because we do believe it will protect you, particularly if you're over 70. I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection, and I think we overplayed the vaccines, and it made people then worry that it's not going to protect against severe disease and hospitalization. It will.
She knew. Now, right after telling you to get them, right after saying you need to get these, she tells you that she knew they weren't going to work. Right? I mean, come on. Listen.
If you're over 70, I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection. And I think we overplayed the vaccines, and it made people then worry that it's not going to protect against severe disease and hospitalization. It will, but let's be very clear. 50% of the people who died from the Omicron surge were older, vaccinated. So that's why I'm saying, even if you're vaccinated and boosted, if you're unvaccinated right now, the key is testing and Paxlovid. It's effective. It's a great antiviral. And really, that is what's going to save your lives right now if you're over 70, which if you look at the hospitalizations are rising steadily with new admissions, particularly in those over 70. And so if you live in the South, I know people keep talking about the fall. I'm worried about the South. I'm worried about rural America and our tribal nations that just don't have access to testing in a primary physician like the president does. And I hope coming out of it will address these rural counties.
What do you do with that? They knew it wouldn't work. She knew it wouldn't work. Never said anything. What do you do with that? And now they want us to trust them with everything else. I know I'm repeating myself, but again, I say, what do you do with that? Right? Let me quote her verbatim. I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection. I think we overplayed the vaccines. It made people then worry. Right? But let's be very clear, 50% of the people who died from Omicron surge were older and vaccinated. So I'm saying, even if you're vaccinated and boosted, I mean, hello. So why did I get the vaccine again? Why did I get the shot? I didn't get it, but I'm saying, why did I get the shot, the vaccination, at risk to my own health, as we've been told? Right? And this is okay? And let's not forget, yeah, I know, I'm going to catch heck for this too, but I don't really care. Right? Let's talk about now the other Maroney in the group, the one we all love to make fun of, or at least I love to make fun of anyway. Remember Fauci? This piece of work? Why he still has a job? I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. All right, let me see if I can play this. See if you can, if I can play it and you can hear it. Because, frankly and honestly, you know, here's the guy that really should be in jail for what he's done to the country, what he's done to people. People died, and you couldn't see your grandmother and grandfather when they died. Right? You had loved ones that had heart attacks, went in the hospital, you couldn't be with them. This man caused all of that. And the Dems... We're fine with it all. Heartless, cruel people. Just for their own purpose. Just because this is what this is how you get control of people.
Data are overwhelming. When you look at the difference between vaccinated people, particularly those who are boosted, and unvaccinated people, the hospitalization, morbidity, and mortality weighs extremely heavily, multifold, among the unvaccinated. That's not necessarily the case because of the way the virus has evolved when you're dealing with the acquisition of infection. So right. What we need is, I think what you're hinting at, we need vaccines that are better because of the breadth and the durability, because we know that immunity wanes over several months, and that's the reason why we have boosters.
Right.
But also we need vaccines that protect against infection. And those are the next generation of mucosally administered. By mucosally, we mean through a nasal administration or an oral administration. Yeah. And that's what we're working very hard on to get.
Yeah, that's what we want. We want more medications stuffed in our bodies that's not going to work. Remember, this guy told us if we did A, B, C, and D, everything would be fine. Right? You'd be safe. And then what happened was when they realized that we weren't buying ore, that it wasn't working, then they went down the road of, hey, the vaccine will make it more likely that you won't be hospitalized, that you'd be fine. It won't be as bad when you get it. See, they even stop the whole other side of it.
Right?
Stop it. So, again, every single time their narrative is proved wrong, they throw, like the COVID itself, they throw a variation at you. They throw something at you that makes it look like they have a clue, like they were doing the right thing, that they were on your side. But they're not. They can care less. These guys, I heard tonight, I got to go looking, but I heard that more billionaires were created during this pandemic, but only in one sector, pharmaceuticals. Is that cool? You should thank the government. You should thank your tax dollars for creating more billionaires. And that seems to be okay. Unreal. When do we start really pushing back? When do you have a public defiance to the point where they either have to arrest, you know, 2/3 of the population or else? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do appreciate the time that you spend together with us. I do, well, with me anyway. I do appreciate the time that you get involved and engaged, get informed. And, you know, they're at the Democrats are at it again. The House Dems rejected a resolution condemning the attacks on churches and anti-abortion groups. I thought they were for everybody. What happened to Joey B pulling everybody together? Wanting everybody to play together? So on Friday, they rejected a resolution condemning recent attacks on churches, the anti-abortion centers, and other groups. House Resolution number 1233, introduced by Representative Mike Johnson, it called on the Biden administration to use all appropriate law enforcement authorities to uphold public safety, protect the rights of pro-life facilities, groups, and churches. The resolution noted that since the May 2nd, 2022 leak, the Supreme Court draft opinion in Dobbs versus Jackson, right, the anti-life views have been targeted, destroyed, and or vandalized. But why bother? We don't want to protect those people. We don't agree with them. Imagine if we took that stance. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, just don't sit there like a bump on the log. And this is why we need your help. This is why we need you involved. Right? Because the Democrats refuse to pass a resolution asking President Biden, Joey B., right, to condemn the attacks on churches and anti-abortion groups. Why is this a problem? If they truly believe that we as a nation are able to pull people together and we're supposed to get along and we're supposed to, you know, honor each other's views, then what's their issue here? Right? Jane's Revenge, an abortion rights group, has claimed responsibility for some over 50 attacks on these anti-abortion pregnancy centers. That's what they're calling them. They're called care centers. If you've never been to one, you should go. You should go ask to visit one. Because unlike the Planned Parenthood centers, the care centers really do care about their clients. They will talk to you about your different options. That, in and of itself, scares them. Abortion, having the baby, raising the baby. They have support staff for you. They have people. I remember a decade ago, when I started getting involved with them, we found other young couples that could help them. Because they're afraid. They're scared. And there are many reasons as to how they got pregnant, obviously. I mean, how they got pregnant is only one of my own. But you know what I mean. And again, being afraid, you don't know what to do. You have knee-jerk stuff going on. You have, you know, people that just don't really care about the baby telling you how quickly you can get rid of it. This is put it behind you and move on. This group went on to say, we'll never stop, we'll never back down, we'll never slow down, we'll never retreat. We do not want this, but you brought it on. We must deal with it proportionately. Really? So, I don't get it. So, by destroying care centers, that's proportionate to what? Can we destroy Planned Parenthood centers? Is that going to be okay? I mean, where's the comment from Planned Parenthood that says, look, we don't like these centers either, but we don't want you to damage them. We don't want you to hurt anybody. They would never do that because they only know one way to win. It's fear and violence. You sow fear and it's violence. Look at Antifa. Look at BLM. It's fear and violence. It's all they know. And I'm going to keep saying it. January 6th, you can't blame that on the MAGA people. You can't blame that on all those people. If you look at how that group acted, look at the equipment they had, look at their process, look at how they did what they did. I mean, seriously, think about it. It looked exactly like they were doing in other places, in other states. Right? So again, they go on to say, we exist in confluence and solidarity with all others in the struggle for complete liberation. Well, doesn't the baby want complete liberation? Does it want a chance to at least fight for liberation? Our recourse now is to defend ourselves, and what are you defending against? You defend yourselves by, I'm sorry, destroying places that don't get in your way? You can go have your abortions. There's plenty of states you have an abortion in. So why do you go destroying these care centers? Again, like I said, you got nothing from the Democrat legislators. Won't say a word. Won't pass the resolution. You got nothing from the Planned Parenthood management saying, look, we don't want them, but they're here. They're allowed to exist. End of discussion. See, people, this is what dictatorial rule is all about. They want to tell you, we want Planned Parenthoods on every corner right next to the coffee shop, but you can't have any care centers. You can't have any centers that would help you or maybe possibly talk you into keeping the baby. You don't think that's dictatorial? Are you for real? And again, why would you nix a resolution that would give people a choice? Because they don't want you to have a choice. They want you to think like them. End of discussion. Really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. The White House is now pushing back. And the GOP claims that Biden admin is selling SBR oil to China. They say it's ridiculous and false. That's not true. Yeah, because so many other things we found out that they said weren't true, were true. You know, seriously. The White House on Friday said the Republican claims that Biden administration is funneling oil from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve to foreign countries, specifically China, are ridiculous and false. It stressed that the President Biden has had no, now remember something. Think of the words plausible deniability. Right? Just let that sit in your head for a second. They said that the president has had no personal involvement in the process of private companies selling crude oil whatsoever. So, he has had no involvement, doesn't mean his staff hasn't. He has had no involvement, doesn't mean his people around him haven't. Reports earlier this month suggested that more than 5 million barrels of oil released from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve had been diverted to European and Asian nations. Some Republican members of Congress are suggesting that the president and the Biden administration funneled that fuel, that oil, to specific foreign countries for, well, to have it get out to where they wanted it. Right? To the people they wanted it to go to. They went on to say that the accusation, or his team did, is ridiculous and false. Right? They want to examine some basic facts. They really don't have facts. Right? They explained that when the oil is released from the SPR to the U.S. Department of Energy, it's required by law to sell. It has to go in a competitive auction to the highest bidder. Right? Whether that bidder is a foreign country or not. Now listen, when do we start changing these laws to put America first? When do we do that? I'm butting heads with my capitalistic friends. I've had this argument with them for years. I believe in a free market, but within our borders, how's that? Okay? You can't compete when it comes to manufacturing product. You can't compete with Mexico. You can't compete with Japan and China. Why, they outbid us on many things. Now, if you took it, turned it around and said, look, we'll take the lowest bidder, provided your employees, I don't want to do this, but I'm just saying, have these kind of resources available to them. Are only working 8 to 10 hours a day. Get a break every so. You would find that they wouldn't win anything. All right? Wouldn't that be apples for apples? The prices in and of itself is not an apple for apple. Or orange for orange. So to say that we're... What is the SPR? What is the oil for? What is the strategic oil reserve for? It's for us. It's for us to use when we can't get oil. And the reserve is supposed to go to, well, to companies here in this country to refine it so we have more gasoline. Not so the Chinese can buy it all, take it overseas, and we still have no gasoline. So they need to change the law. Notice it says, it's required by law to go to auction and go to the highest bidder. Even if the bidder is a foreign country. Anybody home? Is this making sense to anyone? My joke is this mic on? Anyway, the independent process has been consistent across administrations. The Trump administration also sold crude oil from SPR through the competitive bidding process, including it had sold 500,000 barrels in 2017 to a Chinese state-owned company. PetroChina. We need to change this. We need to change this law. We need to change this rule. And you know what? Since executive orders are the end thing these days, why doesn't Joey B. sign an executive order and say, no way, no how? You have to stop this right now. I mean, they're looking at releasing a total of 240 million barrels of oil. America, the U.S. uses 10 million gallons a day. Do you know what that could do for us? For dollar-wise, for supplying the whole nine yards? I mean, the man has stopped us from producing oil. You think he can help us, right? 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. Got a lot more coming up after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You were listening to the Joe Messina Show.